This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Congressman Rodney Davis was on the road Monday morning this week with two meetings in the WSMI listening area. His first stop on the Farm Bill listening tour was the Hine Farm west of Gillespie. I attended the meeting and had a chance to chat with him before he headed to his next stop in Madison County, and I asked him what he learns from being in the field and talking with local producers.
Well, I learned what's most important to our producers and what's going to continue to allow American farmers right here in the Midwest to do what they do best, and that's to feed the world, and they're underappreciated for doing that. This takes me back to my first term 4.5 years ago when I got to Washington in the midst of the Farm Bill debate, and I would hear from producers because I didn't have an ag background, but I was tasked with setting policies that they were going to have to follow for 5 years. Now I have a little more prep time. Our Farm Bill's in 2018. I want to hear from them what's working, what successes we've had, and in areas that aren't working. And this event today was the first stop in getting those concerns addressed, and I'm going to take them back to Washington, work with my committee members, and we're going to make the Farm Bill even better next year.
And learning what's important to farmers is exactly what he did. Chad Schutz, Illinois Farm Bureau District 15 Director, was one of the farmers who spoke up about their concerns.
So I live in Whitehall in Greene County. We're grain on one side, and then we also run beef cattle and run cow-calf through finish and finish hogs. So that's a little bit of my background. I farm with quite a bit of family. I'm fortunate enough to farm with my dad, uncle, brother, and a couple cousins.
Chad and many other farmers are concerned about crop insurance in the next Farm Bill.
Well, Katie, there's a couple of things that Farm Bureau has done here in the over the winter time and early spring, and we was able to hold a series of Farm Bill listening sessions at our county Farm Bureaus around the state. And so we've had quite a bit of input from farmers that wanted to be engaged and know what was going to be part of the new Farm Bill. So I would first off like to thank Rodney Davis for taking time to listen to us and listening to what farmers' concerns are going to be in the next one and really taking that into account. So one of the first and foremost things that came out of all of our Farm Bill listening sessions was that we really needed to keep crop insurance as we have it now intact. That's the number one thing that farmers are saying that they need and that they need to be a part of, as we have great risk on the farm, that not only do we need it for our own personal reasons, but, you know, the bank really likes to know that we've got protection out there and that it gives everybody just a little bit of breathing room to know that we've got a good crop insurance system in place.
Yeah, I will ask you this, Chad. You know, you're a farmer yourself, so if that crop insurance was not in place, what would that mean for you and your family's operation? We had, you know, kind of a scary spring. People were on their second and third replants. So if we wouldn't have crop insurance, I mean, what type of a position would that put you in?
Well, every farm is going to be a little bit different to how much risk each farm can take on, and that's why we like to have so many choices within the crop insurance industry. And but I just know from our standpoint, you look back over the past 5 years, that would take us back to 2012 or so, and, you know, during that drought year, that would have been extremely painful for most farmers in Illinois going through a drought and not having that protection. And I think during this whole debate, we also need to be able to tell the public that, you know, all the taxpayers out there that think that farmers get a huge subsidy whenever it comes down to it, we are actually, you know, saving the government quite a bit of money because farmers are paying a good chunk of the crop insurance payment and the private insurance industry is also taking on a pretty good amount of that risk. So, you know, it's really a benefit for the government as well.
Other farmers spoke at the meeting on Monday, but Congressman Davis encouraged farmers and constituents to reach out to him and his staff with their concerns about agriculture at any time, not just at his Farm Bill meetings.
Well, I just want to let all of your listeners know You don't have to come to this listening session to tell us your concerns about American agriculture. What matters to you as a producer? What matters to you as a consumer? We want to hear from you. So come call any of our offices. Come by any of our open office hours. We'd love to hear from you. You can go visit our website if you want to send an email. We just want to hear from you because that's going to make any policies we put forth even better.
Congressman Rodney Davis and farmer Chad Schutz of Whitehall. In other news, the 2017 World Pork Expo is getting underway today in Des Moines, Iowa. The annual event includes the Pork Checkoff and the National Pork Producers Council and features thousands of U.S. and global pork producers, industry professionals, and industry experts at the Iowa State Fairgrounds. The event offers learning sessions and seminars, a trade show, and a hospitality tent for pork producers. The Pork Academy seminar by the Pork Checkoff offers producers information on the latest technologies and practices. Seminars will be offered Wednesday and Thursday, and you can learn more about all of the events and sessions at World Pork Expo this year by visiting their website, worldpork.org. Well, a monthly survey on farmers' thoughts regarding the farm economy held steady last month. The latest reading of the Purdue CME Group Ag Economy Barometer, which is based on a monthly survey of 400 ag producers from across the country, had a rating of 130. The Producer Sentiment Index has hovered near 130 for five of the last 6 months and remains considerably stronger than both last fall and a year ago. A reading above 100 reflects positive sentiment, while a reading below 100 reflects negative sentiment. Producers' forward-looking expectations, as measured by the Index of Future Expectations, improved modestly to 136. This was the second month in a row that the index increased. Meanwhile, the Index of Current Conditions fell to 117, a 10-point decline from its April reading. The latest survey also asked farmers about the renegotiation of the North American Free Trade Agreement. Results show 61% of respondents thought the outcome of a renegotiated NAFTA agreement would be beneficial for U.S. farmers. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.